I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Now, some of you are listening to Pray Every Day on my website, marydemuth.com. To learn how to get the podcast on your phone, go to marydemuth.com/subscribe on your phone, and you can walk through the simple steps. This will ensure that you won't miss an episode, and you can also use the Overcast app. That's another really great way to find it. So, just wanted to start with that, and then today, we are reading from Psalm 119 as we've been going through, and it's been a long one, and we will keep doing it through the month of April and May and part of June. But we are in verses 31 and 32 in the Voice Translation, and it says this: I cling to your decrees, O Eternal One. Do not let me face disgrace. I will chase after your commandments because you will expand my understanding. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that you have placed us here for a purpose and a reason, and help us to look at our day in light of that, that there's perhaps something that we need to fulfill or do that you have called us to that's going to bring light and hope and change to this world. So help us to live in anticipation of just waiting for what that could be. And I know, Lord, that there's just simple obedience of loving others and making food for folks and doing our work well and driving kindly. I know sometimes our sanctification doesn't make it into the car sometimes, but Lord, thank you that I just want to begin this prayer by thanking you for another day of life. Thank you for the verbiage today about clinging to your decrees, and the psalmist calls you the Eternal One. And that really helps me, Lord, because when things are going a little crazy or nutty in my life, I remember that you are steady, that you do not change, and that you are eternal. And so thank you for your nature. Thank you for being that solid rock that we can stand on. Thank you for not changing, for being that non-changing one, and for being eternal from beginning to end. There's no beginning, there's no end. It's like a great big circle of who you are. And I just stand in awe of you today, and I praise you. Lord, it also says, do not let me face disgrace. And Lord, I pray for those today who are facing disgrace, maybe from their own choices or from the choices of someone else that's harmed them. And Lord, no one likes to feel disgrace. No one likes to have that red hot feeling of shame upon their face. And I know for myself, when I've been caught in those places of shame and disgrace, my tendency has been to want to run 1,000 miles away from you, and also to run 1,000 miles away from the people I've hurt. And so, Lord, I pray for bravery today. I pray that those who are facing disgrace will, if it's been of their own doing, that they will admit it and confess their sins to the people that they've hurt and also to you, Lord, and that you would set them free. Thank you that we don't need to run from you when we have gone astray. Like the prodigal son, we can turn around, we can realize we're hanging out with the pigs and eating the slop, and we can turn around and come back to you, and we can say things like, I know I'm not worthy of your love, but please just take me back as your hired servant. And he just says, nonsense, here's my ring, here's my robe, I'm gonna make a feast for you. And that's the God that we serve. He welcomes you back. So Lord, for those who feel disgraced today and who are just afraid to come back to you or afraid to own up to what they've done, I just pray grace over them right now. Grace and peace and hope and joy and your presence. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, help us to chase. I don't even know what this means, to chase after your commandments. What does it mean to chase after doing what is right? But I know I cannot do it in my own strength. I need your spirit to chase after your commandments. I need your spirit to enable me and empower me to make those choices that make you smile. I long to see you expand my understanding, and I pray that for others today. Maybe the person listening today is struggling with just understanding your word, and I pray you would expand their understanding today. And I thank you that we know you not by necessarily just reading, although that's important, but we know you by obeying you. We get to know your character and understand you more simply by obeying. So I pray for the guts today to obey you, even when it's hard, even when you're asking us to do something that seems ridiculous or it seems scary. Would you just give us the strength that we need to obey you and to know you through obedience? Thank you for, again, thank you for this day. We love you. We need you. We applaud you. We seek after you. We say that you are the famous one and we are not. We love you, love you, love you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are overwhelmed by life, give all those feelings to the Lord. He is here. He is there. He is listening. He is everywhere.